Okay, we have been asked how we can describe the area seen by a camera. So we'll try to answer that. We are interested in the camera's viewpoint, so let's start by drawing the camera. We have this image plane, the sensor, and we have a pinhole. And if we look at the extreme points of the image plane of the sensor, the upper end, let me use the ruler. That image point corresponds to a ray like this. Similarly, the lower end corresponds to a ray like this. So this marks a sector here between the two extreme points. If we look at a point here inside that sector, we will see that the light hits inside the sensor. If instead we look at a point outside the sector, the light is going to hit outside the image plane. So that sector between the two extreme rays is the area that we can see. And how do we describe this kind of sector? Well, a sector is always described using an angle. So what we are interested in is this angle here. We can call it theta. And of course, we have the same size sector on the other side of the pinhole. This is always also equal to theta. So the question here is, what is the value of our theta? That theta is what we often call the field of view. Theta. So how can we find it? Well, in the problem, as it was given, we know two quantities. We know the focal length. Let me see, find a new color here. Use white. We have the focal length, the distance between the focus or the pinhole and the image sensor, and we were given the radius of the image sensor. So this is the center of the image sensor. So you have a distance r to the edge on either side. Let me try to redraw this a little bit. That means that we have this edge with length f. Then we have the pinhole on this side, and on the other side we have the image sensor, like that. And the extreme rays there. So this side is R, this side is R. That. So we are really looking at a triangle here that we can divide into two right angle triangles. Each is the mirror of the other. So what does that mean? Well, this angle is half of theta, and this angle is the other half of theta. And now it should be a simple exercise of now it should be a simple exercise to find an expression for one half of theta. If we take tangens of 1/2 theta, that should be equal to the ratio between the cathetae, r divided by f. And this, obviously, we can turn around. We can take the tangent of r divided by f and multiply by 2, and that is going to be equal to the theta. So we move the tangent over as the inverse tangent. Sorry, it should be the inverse tangent there, of course. And then we move the fraction 1/2 over, it becomes 2, and that is our expression for theta. So this is the field of view. Simplest way to describe the size of the area seen by the camera.